It's that time again. We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, sponsored by Champs Sports Bar and Cafe in Blacksburg.
Now, I felt like Chris needed to be introduced in a little bit better way than I could be. Coleman from TechSideline.com, stopping in right now. Champs Wednesday going on. You got some BLT action going on.
Bacon, yes. Lettuce, and tomato. It's looking good, too.
Looking good, looking man. Good. I feel like it's been much more than a week since I've seen you.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a while. What did we talk about last week? I don't even remember.
I don't know, man. The weeks fly by anymore. But I'll tell you what, we got a lot to talk about today. And before we get into it, toll free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. Let's get first into the ACC talk of the week. Discussion started, maybe 9 conference games in football, maybe expanding the basketball season conference-wise. None of it's happening. Shocked?
Not surprised. I kind of thought basketball might have a chance to pass this go-around, but, you know, that said, it's not too late. The television contracts don't expire for 2 or 3 more years, so they've got time to go that route if they want to. I don't see it happening in football anytime soon, and I do think at some point they will go to 18 games in basketball simply because what we learned this past year with Virginia Tech and also some other teams in the past few years getting left out of the ACC, despite the fact that the ACC is the number one conference in the RPI in basketball pretty much every year, and these teams are getting left out of the tournament, and it's because of quality wins. The ACC might not have a bunch of top 25 teams, you know, like some other conferences have, but the bottom of the conference isn't as bad as some other conferences. You can lose on any given night in the ACC. So I think adding an extra couple of conference games help teams pick up maybe 1 or 2 more quality wins during the season that might could push a team that would otherwise be on the bubble into the NCAA tournament. As far as football goes, going to 9 games, you know, scheduling these out-of-conference games is getting to be difficult. You're getting into bidding wars with other teams. You're bidding with Ohio State for a team like Central Michigan, you know, so you don't have to play an extra 1AA team. I mean, for proof of how tough it is to schedule this year, you know, you got Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Florida State all playing 2 1AA teams this year, and that's pretty much unheard of in college football to play 2 1AA teams. And, you know, it's not because those teams want to do it. It's because they didn't have any choice. They couldn't get anybody else. So, you know, I think if they added a 9th ACC game to the schedule, obviously that's one less out-of-conference game you would have to schedule. But at the same time, some years you would have 4 home ACC games and 5 road games. And if you're looking to get 7 home games total for the season, that means all 3 of your out-of-conference games have to be at home. So if you want to play an equity out-of-conference opponent, such as, let's say Clemson, when, you know, was playing South Carolina, and if it came up on their schedule that they had 5 road games in the ACC and then had to go on the road to play South Carolina that year, then they can only get 6 home games. And a lot of these teams, you know, for monetary reasons, want 7 home games.
Yeah, that's understandable. Hey, let's go right into right now for the schedule for Virginia Tech. A lot of people like seeing LSU. A lot of people liked seeing Virginia Tech go up against them. They didn't like the final outcome, but they liked it. Did you like seeing the top competition?
Oh, I love it. You know, It's definitely not boring, and when you're a traveling school like Virginia Tech, you know, you get the opportunity to host those games. But for me, the most exciting part is going out on the road to a place like LSU. You know, you get to go down there, and that's a great atmosphere down there, great tailgating. The stadium is great. I mean, it's just, you know, as good an atmosphere for college football as you could possibly ask for. And, you know, playing them gave Virginia Tech fans a chance to experience that, and I'm all for rewarding the fan base for their support throughout the years with games like that. We got another one coming up this year when the Hokies play at Nebraska, and that should be another great trip.
Yeah, well, the problem I have, Chris, and I feel like when you talk about the schedule for Virginia Tech, which a lot of people would consider a cupcake schedule, let's say you win the ACC, you do everything you're supposed to, your team is not ready when you face one of these big teams, when you go to a bowl to see Kansas or a team such as that. Do you feel the same way, that it's hurting them in the long run?
Nah, I don't think so, because I think Tech outclassed Kansas from a talent standpoint. It was not even close. It didn't have anything to do with not seeing a team with Kansas-type talent during the season. They were a fairly similar team to Boston College, probably to Virginia. I mean, you know, teams that Virginia Tech were able to beat during the regular season that they, then, you know, did not do a good job preparing for that bowl game. I don't want to go too deep into that, but you know, Tech should have beaten Kansas, whether or not they, no matter what their schedule was during the regular season. But yeah, you know, at the same time, if Miami and Florida State would just hurry up and get better and play like they're capable of playing, then we wouldn't be having that discussion.
Very true. Hey, how hard is it to get a team to come to Blacksburg, to get LSU to come to Blacksburg, to get one of those teams to come and play us here?
Oh, it's very hard to do that, whether it's in Blacksburg or anywhere, because all these major conference teams, you know, they want 7 home games nowadays. That's how they budget their – that's how they do their budget every year for the most part. They're counting on 7 home games and having 7 games worth of ticket revenue coming in. It's a tough thing to pull off. Obviously, it's not impossible, but because Virginia Tech has gotten LSU to play here. LSU played here in 2002. Texas A&M played here. Nebraska will be playing here in 2009. But at the same time, you know, I wouldn't count on any on the games like that any more than every 5 years. You know, that's pretty much the way it's stacked up so far.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stopping on. Of course, we're catching up with him right now. To get a hold of Chris, ask him a question, toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, New River Valley, 540-961-1430. Basketball, in your opinion, have a better chance of this expansion than football right now?
I think so, because, you know, basketball, the ACC is tough, so you get two really tough games added to your schedule. But at the same time, if you're a good team, and even if you just win one of them, that's an extra quality win. And there's really no such thing as a bad loss in the ACC. You know, this past year, you know, Boston College was down, Virginia was down when they didn't have Sean Singletary completely healthy. But you know, you can drop a game in the ACC and nobody's going to pay any attention. But, you know, if you use that extra game and beat a quality team, like, for example, if Virginia Tech had gotten Clemson at home this past year and had beaten Clemson, that's another win over a top 25 team. Maybe that extra win, getting to 20 wins overall and 10 wins in the ACC, maybe that's enough to boost Virginia Tech into the NCAA tournament.
Hey, let's talk about a quote I read from an athletic director who will remain nameless on how competitive the ACC is right now. Talking about football, I consider that a complete lie, but that's just me. What's your take on the conference right now, competition-wise?
It's not very good, especially the Coastal Division. I mean, you're talking about right now it's Virginia Tech and everybody else. You know, Clemson. Clemson's very talented. You know, on paper they're the pick to win the league this year, but you know, you could have said the same last year, that they should have won the Atlantic Division last year. The talent between them and Boston College wasn't particularly close, but you know, they blew the game at home. You know, dropped a touchdown pass. There's just always something with Clemson that prevents them from getting over the hump. You know, they're not a very mentally tough football team, I don't think. And then you look at Florida State, and they're a mess right now. Their offensive line isn't very good. They've lost two more starters this week, either to academics or just leaving the program as a result of that academic scandal. You know, Wake Forest has a chance to win that division again, you know, and Wake's a good football team. I don't want to take anything away from them, but if Clemson played like they were capable of playing, if Florida State played like they were capable of playing and had the same caliber athletes as they used to, Wake Forest would not have a chance in that division. And you look at the Coastal Division, Virginia Tech lost everybody. I mean, they just lost 8 players to the NFL draft, all-time winningest senior class in school history, yet Virginia Tech is probably going to be the unanimous pick to win the Coastal Division this year because everybody else just isn't very good. I mean, Miami was terrible last year. Virginia had a chance to make a run, but it seems like half their team has gotten in trouble in the offseason with academics or something like that. North Carolina has young talent, but they're North Carolina. Are they ready to push for the Coastal Division? I'm not convinced that they are. Georgia Tech has a new coach. There's just nobody that you can reasonably put ahead of Virginia Tech right now.
Catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Toll free, 1-866-961-1430. You got a question in the New River Valley, 540-961-1430. You read a great article today that I was reading as well. First 4 years, 9 ACC championships. It's been a pretty good move so far for Virginia Tech.
Yeah, it's worked out well. Virginia Tech has been able to capitalize on, you know, and especially in recruiting across all sports. For years there, when Virginia Tech was, you know, they were in the old Metro Conference, then they were in the Atlantic 10, and then they were in the Big East. And for all those conferences, this the state of Virginia and the areas around it, it's just not natural recruiting territories. You know, you have trouble recruiting players for any sport and say, okay, we're gonna be going up against St. Bonaventure. You know, I mean, that's just not attractive. But when you're in the ACC, and for a lot of these sports, and you can say you're competing against Florida State and Miami and Georgia Tech and North Carolina and teams like that, that's very attractive. So from that standpoint, the ACC is a perfect fit for Tech.
Will it get better recruiting-wise? Like, can it only get better? Do you see a drop-off? Or because they're staying in the ACC, the longer they're there, the more they're going to get noticed. So it'll get better, you're thinking?
Yeah, it's possible. It could get better. You know, I think the softball team, they're going to have a little bit of trouble keeping up that momentum once Angela Tincher's gone. But, you know, I mean, men's soccer, they made the Final Four this past year, and that certainly helps their recruiting profile out quite a bit, especially within this region. You know, football's not going to get any worse from a recruiting standpoint. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I'm just saying things can only get better from here for football. You know, I don't think there could be much of a drop off in recruiting. I just don't think that there could be as entrenched in this area as Virginia Tech is. You know, men's basketball, you know, it's going to get better, I think, as time goes by. So, you know, I think there's a pretty high ceiling for Virginia Tech. I don't want to say a very high ceiling because, you know, obviously things might slow down. You know, you can't guarantee success, but, you know, things are looking good.
Hey, I got to get your feelings on this topic. I spent the last two segments actually on this topic, the casual fan. Now, Virginia Tech has not always been good,
mm-hmm.
All right? Now, you've suffered through a little bit, I'd say. So you've been here when things weren't so good. You got people who now are Virginia Tech fans. Does a casual fan bother you at Virginia Tech?
To a certain extent. You know, there's always people out there who don't understand where the program came from and everything like that. But at the same time, every fan base, every school has fans like that. Every good school. I mean, you look around, you look at USC, and you think a lot of those fans were there when they weren't going to bowls, you know, 10 years ago. You know, probably not. But the only type of fans that really bother me are the ones that will stand up in a stadium and just start going on and on and things. You know, when Sean Glennon throws an interception or something like that, and it's just boom, automatically his fault. You know, it's just things like that. But, you know, overall, you know, you don't let things like that bother you, I don't think.
I forgot to ask you probably the last question for you. Seth Greenberg, probably the one who is pushing the most for more conference games right now, the coach who's looking forward to it in basketball the most.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, Seth's a tough guy to read with that because just 5 months ago when I was doing Hokie Hotline notes for Tech Sideline, you know, he was very much against the idea of going to an 18-game schedule, saying, you know, 16 games in this conference, that's tough enough as it is. But obviously, when you're left out, that'll change your tune pretty quick. So, and I was the same way. I was against it before. But now, you know, when you talk about an extra ACC game in Castle every year, when you think about it from that standpoint, and a chance to get an extra quality win or two on your schedule, then yeah, I'm for it.
All right, Chris, before I let you go, you're the only one who has to make this decision. You don't have to report to a board. You don't have to go to anybody. Football and basketball, do you put this conference, do you add these games to either one of those?
Yeah, I would personally do it from a fan standpoint without looking at the budgets or anything like that, not knowing what kind of television contracts you would get. But I would go ahead and go through with it.
All right, Chris, man, I appreciate your time. Catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com.
Yes, sir.
You the man.
Appreciate it.
All right, enjoy that grilled cheese. Final word with George Hunsicker on ESPN Radio, AM 1430, 4 to 6. We do it Monday through Friday. Final segment coming up. We're talking hockey. Pittsburgh fans, if you're out there, or hockey fans in general, you have your choice, Evgeny Malkin or Sidney Crosby. You can only have one. Which guy do you want leading your team into the future? We find out after this, ESPN. Swag bag, daddy, where your focus at?